First Morning Update Saturday, April the 29. 大家好，欢迎来到星期六的早报。滴滴出行完成了$55亿的最新一轮融资，将布局国际化和前沿智能交通科技。在韩国方面呢，萨德系统竟然是货到付款，川普要求韩国支付$10亿。那么在美国方面呢，美联航与遭暴力拖拽的乘客最终达成和解，和解金额众说纷纭，国内网友主动纷纷要求被美联航暴打。那么在武汉本地新闻方面，湖北首家互联网医院落户武汉市中心医院，能开处方、开药、送药上门，该医院于昨天正式开诊。China's leading ride-hailing company Didi Chuxing announced it has raised $5.5 billion in a new financing agreement on Friday, further supporting its globalization strategy and advance and invest in cutting-edge technology. Didi, founded in 2012, controls nearly 90% of China's ride-hailing market after buying California-based Uber's assets last year. China legalized ride-hailing services in July and is now the world's largest car-hailing market, fueled by hundreds of millions of mobile-savvy Chinese millennials. And we turn to South Korea, and who will pay for that? U.S. President Donald Trump said he wants South Korea to pay for the deployment of the controversial Terminal High Altitude Aerial Defense THAAD system, according to Reuters. I informed South Korea it would be appropriate if they paid. It's a $1 billion system, Trump said in an exclusive interview with Reuters on Thursday. He also said he would renegotiate or terminate the U.S. free trade agreement with South Korea, calling it horrible. However, South Korea's Ministry of National Defense said on Friday that there was no change in its basic position that the U.S. should pay for the installation and operating cost of the THAAD system, as the South Korean government is providing the site and related facilities for the deployment, according to Yonhap News Agency. The United States military in South Korea had transported equipment for the THAAD anti-missile system to the host site in Sonju on Wednesday. Test operations are expected to be conducted soon as the key components have been deployed to the launch site, Korean Broadcasting System reported. The THAAD is a U.S. Army anti-ballistic missile system which is designed to counter short, medium, and intermediate-range ballistic missiles. The South Korean military decided to deploy the system to counter what it claimed to be threats from the DPRK. China and Russia have opposed the deployment of the system, saying it would inevitably deteriorate the international security situation in the region. And in a sudden twist turn of events, the United Airlines and David Tao, the passenger who was dragged from a Chicago flight earlier this month, have reached a settlement for an undisclosed sum. Thursday's announcement marks the carrier's latest step to contain damage from an incident that sparked international outrage. United has taken full responsibility of what happened on flight 3411 without attempting to blame others, including the city of Chicago, Thomas Dimitro, an attorney of Dow, said in a statement. Dimitro said there was no need to proceed with separate litigation against the city. Republic Airways, United's regional partner, which operated the flight that Dow was on, has also been released from the responsibility as part of the settlement, Dimitro's office said. Viral videos of Dow's being dragged down in the aisle of United Jet and Chief Executive Oscar Munoz's handling of the incident ignited a public outcry, prompted calls from congressmen for the new industry regulation, and led United's board of directors to reverse an agreement to make Munoz company chairman in 2018. United said earlier on Thursday that it would offer passengers who give up their seats to $10,000, reduce overbooking of flights, and no longer call on law enforcement officers to deny ticketed passengers their seats. Dow, a 69-year-old Vietnamese-American doctor, was injured when Chicago aviation police removed him from his seat and then dragged him from the plane to make space for four crew members on the flight from O'Hare International Airport to Louisville, Kentucky. The three Chicago Department of Aviation officers who pulled out of the plane and a supervisor involved in the incident remain on paid leave, said Chicago Department of Aviation spokesman Karen Pride, who declined to comment on the settlement. United said in a separate statement that it was pleased to reach an amicable resolution of the unfortunate incident that occurred aboard Flight 3411. We look forward to implementing the improvements we have announced, which will put our customers at the center of everything we do, the airline said. Munoz stressed that point in a letter sent on Thursday to customers, saying the airline will increase its focus on their satisfaction. And that's our update on Saturday. Stay tuned for our version on April the 30th.